trying to cut some teeth, trying to figure it out. Nothing better to do when I'm stuck on you. I'm still, I'm here trying to figure it out. Welcome back to Slanging the Biscuit with Pat Shea. I'm alone this episode, and maybe for the foreseeable future as well, because Trav and myself are in a bit of a tussle. It's all virtual right now. We're having a Zoom tussle instead of Zoom school. We're in a tussle online. There's no intro song this week because I think it's stupid, and Trav should stop with his terrible songs that I never know. But yeah, I think the podcast is now better without him. I think obvious reasons, I'll get more into it later, you know, on a different episode, but him talking shit about pretty much everyone in the hockey community, I've just had enough of it. So, yeah, I'm happy to get things rolling on this episode with no Trav. And, yeah.
You know what? People listening to the audio version are just absolutely crapping their diaper listening to this. Yes, I'm here. I can hear everything you said. If you listen to the audio version, you probably crap yourself for the last like 30 seconds. If you listen to the video version, you're like, what is going on here? But if you didn't see, Pat posted a reel 2 nights ago, okay? An Instagram reel. Caleb, do you happen to see it?
I didn't actually know.
Okay, we'll talk about it in a sec. Pat sent it to me before he posted it, and I was getting off the ice. I watched the reel, and I literally crapped myself laughing at this concept. And I knew what he was doing. I knew he was going to do this because he told me about it. And for the folks watching on the video platform, we'll give you a little looky, Lou. Pat sent that to me, and I just about died. Because you did such a good job. And when you kneed me in the face, the Asker knee to the face, and my head, my face changed. It
was We're not happy with each other, but we're going to keep it professional today because we have Caleb on the podcast. We're businessmen. We're professionals at the end of the day. But yeah, just know things are rough on the biscuit.
Speaking of rough, have you bought the Tyron with the Jake Paul pay-per-view yet or no?
Not yet. I'm going to get it like night of.
Okay. I was watching the All Access. It's some pretty good stuff.
Dude, it's good. It's very professional.
It almost, I watched about, you know, 25 of the 30 minutes, and it almost made me want to pay for the pay-per-view. I'm still going to pirate it, but like it made me want to like pay for it.
Yeah. Caleb, are you big on those? Like the YouTuber boxing matches? Do you get into it at all?
Not really. I watched one, and I showed up actually late for it, so it was a tough bounce. I missed like the whole fight pretty much.
Yeah.
Showed up late. It was like, yeah, I'll be at this time. I think it was the last Jake Paul fight. Showed up late.
The Asker one.
Yeah, it was a tough bounce, but I'm starting to get into it a bit, though. My friends are really into it, though.
Yeah. I'm pretty into it. Trav's like, whatever. He watches them, but he's not. I was hooked because I watched the first like Logan Paul versus KSI one. And I just got hooked on it ever since. Yeah.
Not as passionate about it as you are. Like, it's
so fun. They talk shit like they're real killers, you know? It's like, it's funny.
It's absolutely entertaining. We got a couple of housekeeping notes for episode 22. Intro song, by the way, was Either You Want It, Royal Blood. Contrary to what Pat said, we do have an intro song this week because I do the editing, so I'm going to put it in. We got a quick plug to Nate Carl. Guys, listen on Google Podcasts, Pat. We got two people that messaged me this week and said, hey, I'm listening on Google Podcasts. We got two. That shocked me, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
Nate Carl, shout out to you, buddy. Also, DoorDash Pete. This is what this guy sent me.
Listening in the car.
Podcast, delivering some DoorDash, some Uber Eats out here in Minnesota. Listening to the pod, stopped when I started recording. But yeah, just thought I'd send you this and listen to episode 20.
What a nice guy.
Love to
see that. God bless you, Pete. You're a DoorDash guy too. You relate to that, eh, Pat?
Yeah, I dash here and there. I get that. You got to entertain yourself while you're dashing.
And how do you do that?
Well, listening to Slang in the Biscuit.
You know what? I had an idea the other day, okay? So since I've been in Vancouver, I've been taking the bus and the SkyTrain everywhere. I was thinking to myself on the bus, this idea hit me, okay? If I had a car, which I will have when I go to Sweden in a couple days, I'll be picking up my car. And you know what would be great is if I put the aux cord in and I put our podcast on, I go to pick up a lady or whatever, you know, for a date night or whatever, be like, oh, who's this guy on the radio? Must be pretty important, eh?
He's got a nice voice. I like this guy's voice a lot. He's making some great points, too. She's going to shit on him.
That's the biggest pickup line for sure right there. Yeah. Listen to your podcast, hey?
Yeah.
That's a power move.
That's a first date.
Speaking of business, okay, so last week we talked a little bit about handshakes. Pat, you know, thought it was important that, you know, you get a good firm grip on the handshake, none of these wet noodles. And if you mess up, you know, we came up with a backup plan for like how to diagnose a poor handshake. And this thought came to me when my dad called me and grilled me for last week's podcast that my dad used to tell me all the time as a kid, give me some skin, son, give me some skin. You want a handshake. So I don't know what that had to do with anything, but you gave me a little bit of skin last night, Pat, over FaceTime.
I gave you skin?
What? Yes, you did.
What skin did I give you over FaceTime?
My pancake company.
Oh, right. Yes. I don't know if you can say I gave you skin, but yeah, you called me randomly. Actually, this was kind of funny because you called me and I missed it. And then you texted me in all capitals, this is important. You're like the boy who cried wolf. Because I called back. I'm like, shit, I step out of the car. I'm like, I gotta make a call quick. And you literally just like, yo. So I'm thinking about starting a pancake company. Like, do you have any names that you think? You brainstorm any names for me? Like, oh, sure, Trav. This is the important news. Travy Cakes. That was my best option.
Well, Travy Patty Cakes and then Trav's Hot Cakes. And see, we had our little delight.
Travy Patties.
But they're not burgers. They're pancakes.
Nah, they're still patties.
The protein pancakes.
Yeah. I think we're onto something there. Travy Patties.
If you're listening to the podcast, Caleb included, you got an idea for my pancake company launching 2022, let us know. Send us an email. Send us a message. Personally, our Instagram account got disabled for 30 days, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Give us a shout. And this is also why I texted Pat in all caps. This is important because the last time I did it, he called me back right away. Was like, what is the problem? And I was like, okay, well, it worked. So I'm going to get a call back right away. And it worked again. Next time it probably won't, but that's okay. I'm 2 for 2 here. We're shooting 100% here. So, you want to talk about verification real quick there, Pat?
Well, yeah, actually, Trav, literally, we were on FaceTime, I think it was 2 days ago. He's like, I was like, you ever try requesting verification? He's like, yeah, I'll try that again. Literally, like 2 hours later, he's verified. Just like starts making a scene on Instagram, posting that he's verified, thinking he's the man and all that. And I thought it was pretty embarrassing that you requested. I don't know. But what you should do is request for our Slang in the Biscuit to be verified so then we can't get banned again.
I had an idea actually about that. I'm going to request the verification and you'll request the verification too, both of us, and we'll see if that works. On a side note, verification-wise, that wasn't the most embarrassing thing I did. The most embarrassing thing I did was apply to a talent agency to try to get myself a YouTube manager after I got the verification. I've been trying to get one for a while, and I was like, you know, this might be the icing on the cake, the icing on the Travy Patty, shall we say.
Right.
You
know? Trying to get a manager.
Yeah.
That's worth a shot now that you're verified.
This is the first podcast we've ever done where everybody in the podcast is collectively verified. We are 3 for 3. We're shooting 100% today.
Yeah, because you're finally verified.
It feels good. It feels good. Okay, our last guest was not verified either. Jonas Enroth, great guy. He listens to the podcast every week. Love
he's
you.
Not?
I'll talk to you soon. He's not verified. No.
Wow. And he is an NHL goalie.
For multiple teams, for a lot of games. I think he qualified for the NHL pension plan. We should get him back on and ask him about that. 200 games as a goalie. You get a pension plan or something like that.
That's not bad at all.
No, not bad. A couple bucks. Anyway, without further ado, we have a guest this week. We talked about last week. Pat, when I told Pat we have this guest coming on, Caleb, he legitimately thought we were interviewing a horse. I was like, oh, we got a humble bronco coming on. He's like, we're having a horse? Like, what?
Dude, I love that.
You worded it weirdly because you had told me before that we were having him on and then like I forgot or whatever and you call me up. You're like, sorry, but something like I just heard like bronco next week on the podcast. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Having a bronco. You know what?
I'll be honest for a second. I was putting the text together. I remember I put the text together. I was sitting in Starbucks using their free Wi-Fi, drinking their free water. And I put the text together and I was like, No, I'm going to word this differently. I'm going to really put him in a blender here.
And then I got a text back, we're interviewing a horse?
Hey, I'll take it. I'll be a horse for the night.
You know the cutaway in Family Guy? When they have the bull in the china shop, it just destroys everything and takes off. That's what I picture, the horse destroying everything and taking off. And we have him, you know, sit down for the interview with the mic set up and everything. Anyway, Caleb Dahlgren, Humble Bronco, welcome to the Slang on the Biscuit podcast program. And happy to have you here.
Thank you for having me on, you guys.
Well, come
really
on.
Appreciate this. Thank you.
Yeah, not a horse. Yeah. That's all right. We'll have a horse eventually with time.
Speaking of things you're having, I got a question for you. Have you seen the new Kraft Dinner Flavor Boosters? Pat was thrown for a pretzel when I told him this 10 minutes ago. Do you know what that is?
The what, sorry?
Kraft Dinner Flavor Boosters is a brand new thing. You haven't seen this?
No, this is all new to me, especially with my initials being KD. This is something I should be getting into.
Oh, buddy, listen to me, okay? Listen to me here for a second. You listen well, okay? You're going to get a brand manager for yourself after this program, and you're going to get a deal with Kraft Dinner. I'll take 25%
KD,
off the top.
You have
Thank
to.
You for asking. Okay. The flavor boosters. It's like a packet. It's just a straight up packet. You put it in your normal Kraft Dinner. So you gotta buy the Kraft Dinner box, you know, your white cheddar, your whole wheat, whatever, you know, the original, whatever you're into. And they got cotton candy flavor booster, poutine, buffalo chicken, butter chicken, and what was the other one? Pizza?
Cotton candy.
And creamy ranch pizza. I think I messed up like half of them, but like cotton candy and then poutine was for sure one. Poutine sold out, by the way.
Yeah, I was just saying poutine would be delicious. Cotton candy, I don't know.
Like, sounds weird, right?
I don't know.
My woman FaceTimed me the other night and told me about this, and I was like, okay, we're gonna talk about this.
Butter.
And then I googled it. I searched up you know, the cotton candy one, and it's like pink Kraft Dinner. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. That looks weird. I don't know. I'll try it. I want to try it.
Yeah, and for those listening,
a big bowl or just like a little bit? Would you try a little bit or a big bowl?
I'll try a spoonful first, and if I like it, I'll just have the whole bowl. If not, I'll throw it in the trash. I don't care. It's like 99 cents for a Kraft, so it is the best though. I love Kraft mac and cheese; it is great.
Also, just for the record, when you are doing the flavor booster, you're supposed to put the flavor booster and the cheese packet. Don't skip the cheese packet, otherwise you'll have cotton candy pasta. I saw a tutorial video on that gone wrong. Somebody's like, I'm just eating straight cotton candy and noodles. You got to put the cheese pack in there, apparently.
Yo, so you know what I just realized about Kraft? Because I was thrown off when you were saying Kraft Dinner. It's only Kraft Dinner in Canada. Like KD is on the box in Canada, but in the U.S. it's Kraft Macaroni and Cheese.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the logo is different. It says Kraft, like their little Kraft logo, and then it says Macaroni and Cheese. It's just different. That's why I was so thrown off. Travis telling me before the podcast, he was like, Kraft Dinner. I was picturing like, you know, like the, what are those old little like microwavable dinners, you know, the frozen dinners you would get? I was picturing those.
Like Hungry Man.
Yeah, like Hungry Man or maybe Kraft used to make some. I forget what they were. Oh, Kids Cuisines. Kids Cuisines.
Oh, yeah, the Sidekicks.
Yeah.
All that stuff. You ever,
for some reason,
Pat probably hasn't seen this, but Caleb, you ever remember the commercial, like when you were a kid, it was a Kraft commercial where it was like KD can go anywhere and they're playing like street hockey, you know, you're probably around like that 8 to 10 year old age bracket, and they come inside and mom's like, you gotta sit down, and they throw the Kraft Dinner in the blender, blend it up, and they put like on like a beer chugging helmet, like a thing of Kraft Dinner, and they drink the KD from their helmet while they're playing street hockey. You know what I'm talking about?
I think I recall it. You'll definitely have to bring this up and show the viewers what it looks like one time.
Fork or spoon, Trav?
Yeah, spoon guy all day, every day.
For Mac, or what are you saying? You eat ketchup? You eat ketchup with a spoon?
Well, yes, because ketchup is awesome.
Oh, with ketchup. Oh, okay.
Yes, with ketchup. Put the ketchup on, swirl it around, not all the way, a little bit, and then get that spoon in there, and then you just go out of town like Kobayashi on the 4th of July.
Kobayashi is a thing of the past, man. Joey Chestnut.
Is he still...
Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut's a man.
Yeah, he breaks his record every year.
Are you a fork or spoon guy, Pat?
I'm a spoon guy for Mac. I don't put ketchup in, though.
Dolly, you throw hot dogs in there, too?
No, I actually had before once. It was absolute game changer. Real good. Get some cheese, like cheese, smokies, those cheese filled smokies. Yeah. You throw that in there, it's a game changer. So throw in a little bit of ketchup too, but I'm a spoon guy, 100% spoon.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. The smokies chopped up and the macaroni and cheese, that's poor man's filet mignon, let me tell you that, in Canada. It's a delicacy, I'm telling you. Anyway, speaking of delicacies, we got to talk to you about today's video sponsor, or podcast sponsor. Geez, sorry, wrong program. I was doing an ad this morning, by the way. Before we get into things, folks at manscaped.com. Yep.
What season is it? This. It's sex season. September is sex season, a big season, big month for... And you need to be shaven and clean down there for the girls or guys, depending on what you like and your gender, and then also depending on what that gender likes. You guys gotta be fresh and ready to go, or you're not gonna, you know, finish the job. You're not gonna go for the full home run, especially not an inside the park home run. Don't even try unless you use Manscaped and preferably our code. So. Trav, what's the code?
No, mandatory. Mandatory, yeah. Our code.
Mandatory,
Biscuit, our code. BIZKIT. If you don't use our code, we will come and find you. We'll send Pat to your house. And matter of fact, we'll send him to your house. But first off, he's going to go to your grandma's house for the warm-up and then your house. Now, here's the thing. When you go to manscaped.com, you pick up a lawnmower for you. See this beauty? You see this thing right here? Right? You're going to be light on your feet, right? You're cutting off weight, cutting off hair off your chest, you know, the chest pubes, the ball throw, your neck, your back, your ass, your balls, the whole thing. If you're like a swimmer, like an Olympic swimmer, this is the official buzzer for the Olympic swim team, man. You got to be shaving your legs at this thing. If you're into that, or if you're a lady, if you know, you're like Pat and you got like Joe Rogan ape arms, you don't need to. But I'm telling you, you get the lawnmower, it's a clean shave, 90 minute battery life. So unless you're Italian, even Pat doesn't need the full 90 minutes, but Italians, you'll need two of them. You'll need the full 180, and it's waterproof. So let's say you're in the tub, you're like, oh man, I'm disgusting, I gotta take care of this. You can just go to town in the tub, you ain't gonna get electrocuted, it's great. Especially if you're living on your own, you don't gotta worry about somebody else having to clean up your dead corpse, it's great. Pat, finishing comments here, promo code BIZKIT69.
BIZ in America. It's not 69. It's Biscuit 20, right?
BIZKIT. We're not allowed to use the Biscuit 69 promo code anymore.
So it's just Biscuit.
Just Biscuit. No Biscuit 69.
BIZ in America, not Z. BIZKIT. And go get them now, or you're not going to have any success in the bedroom. As simple as that. And you're going to get shit from the boys in the locker room. No one likes, like, you walk in the shower and there's a guy with a huge bush. It's just weird and awkward for everyone. I've been that guy until I found Manscaped. And it's weird, you know? Like, you kind of feel self-conscious, though. You kind of turn in the corner. Like, what are you doing? Like, fine. I have a bush. Mm-hmm. But now I don't have to do that because I have Manscaped. So go get yours today and join the boys of Biscuit.
Yeah. And on a side note, I'll tell you, the worst thing for my personal life in the last probably 25 years is when Pat got his Manscaped lawnmower. I used to haze this guy all the time. I used to pick on him. I used to send him texts, be like, nice bush, you loser. Now that he took care of it, I got nothing to do in my free time.
I'm empty
inside. I got nothing to do. So maybe, Dolly, maybe I'll have to start coming after you next, buddy.
I've wanted one for a while. I haven't gone on the Manscaped trend. I'm still on the razor, but I've heard about it, heard great things.
It's nice.
Recommend. And it'd be nice if I could actually try one first so I could recommend it for people.
We'll have to hook that up.
Did text me like 2 months ago. I'll have to send Dom a message. Be like, can we get this guy on, you know, a lawnmower package? What do you say? So, thanks to Manscaped as always for sponsoring the podcast. Anyway, we will move on. Swaggy P Pat, our boy Pete Lynch. Gem. What a beauty.
Caleb, have you seen Swaggy P on Instagram? I don't know, describe him where he was posted, like the Elevate Hockey, but he does these like
Elevate 02.
Absurd, like one-handed moves and crazy skill work. Online,
yeah.
And he, well, like obviously, there's a few guys like that. Obviously, Always Hockey does his tricks, and he's played at like a mediocre junior level and whatnot, and like Pavel Barber, but no, Swaggy P. Actually, we were looking into him more. But Trav was telling me he actually. Like, was like a D1 player, played years pro and had success, went over to Europe and was like over a point per game kind of guy. So I'm now curious to see if Swaggy P was actually like doing moves like this in a game.
Yeah. No, you gotta check it out.
No. And then,
you know, the crazy thing is, so he's Rob, like Rob, from Butt Ends. He's Rob's boy. And anytime I'm talking to Rob about social media, he's always like, dude, you see what Swaggy P's doing? And I'm hanging out with Swaggy P. I'm hanging out with Pete Lenz. And I was looking up his stuff the other day because, like Rob's always talking about Swaggy P. So I look him up. And 4 years at University of Vermont, was an A for 2 years, played in the American League, played in the Cheddar, was over a point a game in the in Europe. I can't remember what league. There's a lot of leagues, and I can't pronounce half the names. But the point that blew my mind is this guy's captain in Europe. Now, he's assistant at D1. He's almost a point per game on the East Coast, and he's 5'4".
Yeah. I think that's why he didn't make it. That's probably why he didn't make the NHL. He's probably skilled enough to play, but he's just 5'4". That's so little. That's smaller than Nathan Gerby.
Nathan Gerby, yeah.
Yeah. And then, Trav, what did you make? You made a comment before this about, he said, you little people to me. You little people.
I said specifically, you know, it's pretty impressive for a little guy, like some of you little people. And Pat says, hey, what does that mean? I said, well, anything under 6 feet is probably like a small guy. Keeping in mind, this is coming from a guy who's 6'5".
That's
bullshit.
I got nothing
but love for the small guys. The small guys love a little harder than the big guys, okay? It takes a little while to get the blood flow
from your heart
up to your head to kind of get the message out.
That's bullshit. So I'm 5'11", a little under 5'11", but I round up to 5'11". That, I've looked up the average height of an American male is 5'9". Okay? So I am above average. So calling anyone under 6 feet little, that's bullshit, man. And Caleb, how tall are you?
I'm even smaller. I'm 5'8". So, I mean, I'll take the heat. I've had short jokes my whole entire life. I've had diabetic jokes my whole entire life. So I represent it now. I embrace the 5'8" gang.
Hell yeah. Yeah, so Trav, you're outnumbered here, buddy.
Yeah.
We're coming for your knees.
Oh. Which will be about your head height.
I'll literally be up to your chest.
Dude, I'm not kidding. Okay, so we talk about how a lot of guys in the community have a little bit of a beef with me. They don't like me. So the first time I ever met Pavel Barber, I think I told Pat the story. So I met Pavel Barber at Let's Play Hockey Expo Minnesota. And I'm like, hey, Barbs, you want to get a picture? Okay, sure. So we get a picture. And obviously the dude's 5'5" or whatever. I took a picture of him and I captioned it, bring your kid to work day. I can't imagine why he was upset about that. Man, Swaggy P, we'd have to get him a couple phone books.
Holy shit, yeah.
As tall as Barber. Yeah.
If you need a guy to shave your bush with your Manscaped lawnmower, just call up Swaggy P, man. He'll be right in there. He's right at that.
Do you mind getting down? Yeah, thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. It's tough to get in those crevices.
No. All love to Swaggy P, though. He's more skilled than all of us. So,
dude, you know what? I like chirping the stick trick guys, but I got nothing but respect for the guy. When I went through his elite prospects, and keep in mind, my elite prospects is a hot tire fire in a garbage dumpster. But looking at Swaggy P, it's like, man, this guy is the real deal, and he's doing the tricks. I subscribe. I followed.
Yeah, it's cool. That's cool to see.
I didn't follow, but I subscribed. I buy his lawnmower over mine.
Yeah, well, it's only a matter of time before you start talking shit, and then he gets mad at you. And I mean, it happens, Trav.
I DM'd him twice, tried to fanboy. I fanboyed over him in February when I first heard about him from Rob, and I fanboyed about him recently. Both didn't get a reply, but I'm verified now, so maybe I'll shoot my third shot.
Yeah. Does he have a big following?
Oh, he's got 80,000 or 100,000, dude. He's the real deal.
Damn. Well,
he's got more followers than all three of us combined, and then some.
Well, yeah, he big dogged you then.
Yeah. You know who, a side note here, I keep DMing Robin Leonard, and he keeps reading my messages, and he doesn't reply.
That's tough.
I'm like, Lenz, I'm in your neighborhood, buddy. Gothenburg, Sweden, the motherland, the greatest country on earth. Let's grab a cup of Joe.
Let's have some Joe, yeah.
Yeah, let's have some Joe. You know who I'm going for Joe with? Matty Tompkins, Chicago Blackhawks prospect, playing for Lunda.
There you go.
And looking forward to that.
That's a hot start.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. French double, cup of Joe, get her in you. Let's go. Shall we? Speaking of double doubles and whatnot, Dolly, we're gonna bring in the first topic of the day. Okay. Now.
All right.
Yo, Pat, do you want to read this? Maybe it's better Pat reads this instead of I do.
Sure.
I'll take the heat. First one of the day.
Trav's not a fan of Saskatchewan. Mm-hmm. And he wanted me to tell you that.
That's all right. You don't have to be a fan of it. It's okay. I like it. It's a little flat. Not really many mountains or anything. No mountains actually at all. But I like it. No hurt feelings though. Respect it.
Well, the question was that, in my opinion, as a fellow Flatlander from Winnipeg, Manitoba, in my opinion, Saskatchewan has two bright spots: a Tesla dealership in Saskatoon and Rampage Coffee, also in Saskatoon. Are you the third bright spot, also coming from Saskatoon?
Not at all. No, I think Saskatoon has a lot more to offer than me. You can think of like some NHLers who are elite from Saskatoon as well, who won the Cup. There's also a lot of famous people from Saskatoon too. So I'd say those two are pretty cool though. Rampage, I like that. I'm never not really a big coffee guy, but I've heard of it. And Tesla is pretty sweet too. Like, lots of people are driving Teslas in Saskatchewan now. I don't know if it's going to hold up in the winter, but they're driving those. So.
I got something here, fellas. I got something. I don't know if you can hear me with the microphone all the way over here. Okay?
Oh, yeah, I
got you. Saskatoon. This is how how serious I take my coffee game. On the road. Right here.
That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Look at this. Big bag of beans. The 5 kilo. The 5 kilogrammer. Or 5 pounder. Bring it all the way down to Sweden.
That's commitment. That's commitment, Trav. Yeah.
You know what? Side note here. My Chemex. You know what Chemex is, Pat? Dolly?
No. I don't. I am sorry. No, I don't know much. Okay. I guess. Jeez, I've been out a lot of stuff.
It's okay. Chemex is like the glass thing you brew coffee in. You put like a filter, a little glass thing. You know what I mean? You put your coffee in. So I bring my mobile coffee setup with me on the go all the time. When I'm on the train, plane, anywhere I travel. My tea kettle, everything. So I'm making coffee on the train about 3 weeks ago, and I pulled up my charger off my phone, and I put it down, and I dropped it on the Chemex, and shattered everywhere. My coffee trip has been ruined. I got to get a new one at IKEA next week in Sweden.
That's a tough bounce. Like, that just sounds pretty disappointing. You know, just what can you do now? Kind of out of the coffee, your SOL for that.
We got to go to McDonald's now.
Yeah, only Starbucks, option is McDonald's.
Or Starbucks. Can't go to Tim Hortons these days. So
McFlurries.
Speaking of big money, you were on Chicklets recently. How was that? You want to talk about that for a sec?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I actually was not expecting to get the call up for Chicklets, but it was cool to kind of get it. I know Biz through our agent. We have the same agency. And so I was able to meet him a couple times beforehand. And my agent threw it by them if they were interested. And they hopped on board ASAP and they loved it. So it was pretty cool. It was a unique experience. It's one of those things that you never think you'll get on. But to be honest, it's something that you definitely could check off the bucket list.
Did you receive what they like to call the Chicklets bump? Did you get a little, increase in followers because of their going on their podcast? That's what they like to call the Chicklets bump.
Maybe. I think so. Oh, so it's all kind of. I think I did a bit, but the big thing was that it was kind of at the peak of the book too. So I think that was also kind of a thing. But
together.
I think there's lots of different wheels moving into that piece for sure. But I think Chicklets bump was definitely a thing. I got lots of messages, which was absolutely incredible. Just hearing like how people were able to connect with the episode or how it changed their perspective or even made them be a better person at the end of it was something that I really enjoyed. Yeah,
that is super cool.
Well, there's no way you're gonna top the messages Dale Weiss got.
What did Dale Weiss do?
So my boy Dale Weiss, he's from Winnipeg, and we had him on our podcast a couple months ago now. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's a little while.
And he was on Chicklets, and he was telling us how he just got every dirt bag from Boston. Be like, "You suck, Weiser. We still hate you. The Bruins should have won in 7." Just all these nasty things. I was talking the other day in Sweden. Dude. Gonna bring him back on in September, hopefully. But he said it was a good experience on the podcast, but the backlash was expected.
Yeah, I didn't get much backlash at all, to be honest. I'm surprised I didn't. I thought I was going to because it's like one of those frowned upon ones, depending on who you are as a person. So that's not really who I am, though. I don't really swear much. I don't do drugs or drink or anything like
that. You hear that, Pat?
I get crap for swearing a lot.
There we go. There we go.
I have a potty mouth.
Yeah.
It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. I just don't do that kind of thing. So
no, I feel you. Easy to love. we're more controversial a bit, especially Trav. Even though I swear more, but Trav Trav gets everyone hating him. Trav is either loved or hate, no in between. So a lot of hate, a lot of love.
Hockey.
Gets people talking.
Hockey.
Sorry, go ahead. Go. You're gonna say.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing right now. What did you say, Trav? You think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
It'd be the Nickelback of hockey. I love Nickelback, dude. I own all their CDs, so I'd say it's a good thing.
I love Nickelback too, though. Like, I have nothing wrong.
They're great, man.
Yeah,
they put on a like show, Nickelback. Dude. What an incredible show! If you get a chance to go to a concert, you got to check them out. I'm just judging from what I've seen on YouTube. I haven't actually gone to a show. My mom went to two Nickelback concerts, like in the early 2010s. Mm. And as an adult, that's one of my bigger regrets, is not checking them out when you could have, obviously, pre-COVID.
Well, any band or artist who has as many hits as they do, I mean, hard to argue they're not great. So anyone hating on them, they're lying. They're lying to themselves.
And how can you hate a guy who puts a hockey rink in the basement of his house?
Hey, I don't know. Beats me.
Not a half size, a full size rink and a bony. Getting the bony in there, ripping around, fresh sheet of ice for the boys on a Friday night. Like,
oh yeah,
it would cost him $5 million, but who cares? He's got the money.
So speaking of Trav's beef and stuff, he has a beef. We won't rename him because we talk about him a lot, but beef.
Dead
but
horse. Here we go.
He has a beef with someone specific who, when he goes on podcasts, he charges people. How much is it? How much does he charge?
$150 US. If you don't pay the $150 US, see you later.
He says no. So when we had him on ours, he said he's giving us a break, whatever. But we kind of thought it was weird. I don't know. Maybe it's a thing people do, but that's what we're trying to figure out. We don't want to judge him for it. Personally, we haven't thought to charge. When you went on like Chicklets or when you you didn't ask us obviously to pay you, but like when you go on Chicklets or other podcasts, do you charge? Is that a thing?
Thank
that
God, people do? We have no money. By the way, we have no money to pay.
No, that's not a thing at all. I've never done that at all. I do it against my heart, or like, yeah, no, never have ever charged money.
Okay, and I want to be very, very, very clear about one thing with this. Okay. And I know there's just like dust left from the bones, and I'm still picking at it. You know, it's been dead for like 2 decades. Okay, when you're smaller than me and Pat, and you're trying to ask people for $150, and not just people asking, a little girl, a little boy starting their podcast. Like Pat, how many times have you and I gone on podcasts where it's just a couple kids starting on a podcast? They're like 13, they're 15, and like, you know what? I have better things to do. But, you know, as somebody who's involved in the community, it's my obligation to give you my time because I owe it to you. And I'm not going to charge you. I'm not going to, bitch and moan. I'm going to try my best with, my flexibility to, make some time. It may take a week. Yeah. It may take 2 weeks, but we'll get it done. And to ask them for $150, that's what pisses me off. That's what really pisses me off. Sorry.
It's that's okay. Fair. You go on your tangent. That's all right. Like, I don't know why. Yeah, no, not at all. I never do that.
I think it's fair. It's fair to be upset about Trav. It's fair because it's you're just doing it when you're doing like a smaller podcast like that. Like I don't know, they're usually like high school kids, and it's more like I have an hour to spare. I'll help them out. It's just like out of like the goodness of your heart, you're trying to help them out. Maybe they get a few more listens than they usually do. You know, they're not really getting more than 50 listens a podcast. You know, you're just kind of like going on there hoping that they help them out a little bit, and I don't know, so that's where for us I feel like it's about. But
right. Dude, 50 listens, they're probably not even getting 5 listens. It's just like about helping the community. I know you're trying to be nice. The part that really set me over the edge was when he told us before we had this guy on our podcast, and he told us, and Pat, correct me if I'm wrong, before our podcast he's like, I usually charge for appearances like these, but I'll help you guys out, do you guys a favor, we'll charge you.
And he's talking to a YouTube stud over there, Trav for Oilers. You know, who does he think he is, Trav? Coming on like that.
I will ruin your career. I will end you.
Oh, no.
I will show up
no
at your
way.
Grandmother's house.
No way. That's great.
Okay, Trav likes to talk. I'm glad you brought that up because I forgot one point last week because we talked about this because somebody left a comment on our YouTube channel was like, Trav has no loyalty. Okay. And I wanted to clarify one thing. The difference between like that and like me and Pat is like there's some respect. You know what I mean? And I was always raised like this. I'm always a firm believer. If you give me respect, I give you respect, and it goes back and forth. If there's no respect, dude, I got no loyalty to you if you're going to be a dink and you show zero respect for me and you're disrespectful, right? Like, you've been respectful to me so far in our integrations. This isn't an ad. And in our interactions, Pat has been, right? It goes all the ways. But when there's no respect, that it irks me. Sorry.
Trav likes speaking his mind. He just has no problem speaking his mind, which is...
I can't stop. I won't stop.
That is fine. But social media presence, we'll move on to the next topic. I guess
we're transitioning well today.
Yes.
We're rolling a tight ship.
For me, like, obviously, you know, you were part of a tragedy, and I'm sure you've talked about that story probably close to 1,000 times now. For me, what I found admirable was how you were able to keep going. You know, I don't want to call it like turning the page as much, but just to keep going. And now you've created a presence on social media. I've seen on your page that you've talked publicly, you wrote a book, and you've also started a program for diabetes, very clever name. But what I wanted to know is kind of like your mindset as you're going into these things, kind of like how you were able to, you know, finally go, okay, I'm ready to now be that, you know, voice on social media. And now I'm going to write a book and I'm going to start this program. I'm really like coming like an entrepreneur and, you know, starting to do really cool things going into the next chapter of your life. So I was just kind of curious of like the mindset that you have, because I'm sure it's pretty cool.
Thank you. Appreciate that. It means a lot. So I started Dahlgren's Diabetes actually before the crash. That was in Humboldt where I started it up. And I had this idea since I was 16. And so I wanted to do a mentorship program for type 1 diabetic children. And I wanted to actually like impact their lives. I wanted it to be something that I would have wanted as a child. And so I brought out diabetics and their families out to a Broncos game to have a pre-game meal, that kind of thing. And so the whole afterwards, I guess I'd meet with them. We'd have a ceremony. It made them feel special. And so I kind of gave them some tips and tricks about the life that I live, the type of diabetes. I also went to their school, did some awareness, did a speech there. And then after that, there was in our Facebook group chat to have that kind of family aspect. So the whole idea behind this was that I had the passion and drive to actually make a difference in their lives. I think my mindset for these coming back, like, to the main point is that passion. And I think for even stepping up, I was passionate about the Broncos. I was kind of more voluntold to speak up. I had experience through speeches in the past. I did speaking engagements. I did interviews for all diabetes work in the past. So after the crash, when I did my first interview, the PR was like, holy, you need to talk for all these interviews. I was like, I don't want him at all. I just wanted to say one interview and say, I'm done, kind of thank you. And they're like, no, like, you got to step up and all this. And I was like, I don't know. Like, you're assistant captain. Like, you got to step up. I was like, you know what? Yeah, you're right. Like, I was a leader on the team. I should step up for this. So I kind of was voluntold, but stepped up into that role. And then it just kind of started snowballing there. And then lots of people started messaging me saying, like, we love hearing you. Had lots of people reaching out to me after that they connected with me, and that kind of spurred me to see that the impact I was having on people was actually being positive. And so as I proceeded with that kind of thing, I did one speaking engagement that had like a huge interaction. People loved it. And then after that, I was told I should write a book after that first actually speaking engagement. And I laughed and I said, heck no, not at all. And like, there's no way I'm writing a book. And then sure enough, like 2 years later, I have a book come out. And so I think the whole reason behind it is my passion. My passion is truly to help others. I want to have a positive impact on every person that I touch. And I've noticed that we were given a platform, whether we wanted it or not. All of us from the crash were given a platform. What we do with it was our choice too. And so I've always wanted to try to make something positive out of the situations I've been dealt with, like diabetes, almost losing my dad, like tough situations where I want to try to make something positive. And that was one of the things, was to actually use my social media for something positive to inspire others and let them know that they can still get through the grind of life and live their life to the fullest.
I mean, hats off to you for stepping up and being able to do that. I'm sure that was super hard to get to that point. And that's really cool. The fact that you're able to do it probably, you know, shows so many people going through a struggle at different magnitudes, you know, that like, okay, there's a light, you know? So I mean, hats off to you. That's awesome. For like, absolutely.
And like one of the big things too is it was difficult too. Like it wasn't easy for me to step up, especially right after the crash. Like I suffered a severe traumatic brain injury where I literally shouldn't be walking or talking. And then for me to go out and do interviews or do a speech at the NHL Awards, like that was not easy at all. And I do lots of practice behind the scenes that people didn't really realize. And then also mentally, like you lose 16 people as your family, and like trying to talk about them or remember them is difficult too. Like it was emotionally challenging, physically challenging, and mentally challenging. So for me, that was one of the big things, was I had like a summer off after that and kept a little bit more low key. And now with going to chiropractic studies, I'm not going to be doing much interviewing. I'll be absolutely focused and getting ready for that.
We got a small talk, eh? To be a chiropractor, you got to, how's the weather? How's the wife? How's the kid? Just the most awkward small talk you've ever seen.
Well, yeah, no, I think for me, I actually want to connect on a personal level and like actually get deep with the patients and help them when they leave. Like when they get there, like they leave physically, mentally, emotionally better than they came in. And that's what I want for all my patients.
Hey, getting creative with it. Maybe it's like a chiropractor / like therapist almost in a way. You know, you're helping them out.
maybe. We'll see where it goes. But like I have lots of things kind of planned for it, like sports specialty and maybe into neurology. Like I really want to help as many people as I can and use my background and life and kind of my upbringing to help other people throughout whatever they're battling.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. You know, apologies in advance, like my mind going to the gutter. All I can think of, like when you say you want to build a connection, is like Peter from Family Guy when he goes in for the interview and like they're vibing or whatnot. So Peter, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Don't say doing your wife. 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 Doing your son? Kicks him out of the office.
Oh yeah. There's so many like movie scenes of I don't know, say like massage masseuses or like therapists or chiropractor scenes that were in movies or TV shows that bring like humor. It's hard not to think of those.
Yeah. Dude, I got a question for you. And Pat and I were talking about this a little bit before the podcast, and like again, forgive me, you know, if it's blunt. I don't know exactly how, like, the best way to word it is. But, like, do you think, like, what do you think the reason, like, in the crash, in the grand scheme of things, like, why you were able to survive? Because, like, in my mind, at least as somebody who obviously wasn't in it, I see, you know, a bus going 100 kilometers an hour down a highway, you know, a semi going 100, everybody meets, you know, a bus is really just a tin can with wheels and a couple seats. When you really break it down, you got a fully loaded semi, like, obviously, like sitting at the front versus the back would have a little bit of you know, something to do with it. But like, do you think there's a reason why, like, you know, you made it, and obviously majority of the guys weren't able to?
I think the first, like, the impact and like where I was sitting helped for sure. The front of the bus obviously had the biggest impact than to the back, and I was a vet, 20-year-old on the team, so we always sat at the back as vets. Normally, hockey players understand that kind of seating pecking order.
Yeah.
But then there was people who were behind me that passed away and beside me that passed away, and that didn't make sense. And I think what I can kind of gather was either they were against the window, like leaning against the window, like sideways, or they were standing up, changing into their suits. And those are like some of the two main reasons why I think they might've passed away. And had they not been doing that, I think they probably still would have been here. But, there's really no reason why or how, I'm here and others aren't. I don't think it was really their time to go. I don't think it was my time to stay. I just think it was luck of the draw, and I was one of the lucky ones.
Hmm. So I'm assuming you were sitting down at the time when it happened?
Yeah, I was sitting down in the aisle seat, and I ended up flying. Like, I had 5C right in my side of the eye. I was in row 12, so I flew up 7 rows and absolutely hit my side of the head. Fractured my skull, had a puncture wound, had like scalped degloving. And so I had like 5C imprinted though right inside my head. So definitely flew up 12 rows. And I think if I would have probably been sitting inside the seat, it would have been a little bit better. But if I had a seatbelt on, I probably would have not even moved.
Yeah, because buses don't have seatbelts.
Some do, some don't, yeah.
So I'm assuming it was a team bus that just was old and didn't have seatbelts and whatnot.
Yeah, I don't know if it did or didn't have seatbelts, to be honest. I don't think it did. I don't think it had seatbelts. And also had some of those inverted tables too. So where you have like those two seats that face the back of the bus, we had that as well. And that was like kind of the halfway point. Normally they're at the very back, but that was kind of the halfway point on this bus.
Pat, have you ever been on a bus with seatbelts? I don't think I ever have been.
I don't know, man. But I mean, you just typically don't wear them on buses. It's not, you're on the bus, you don't like really think to, I guess. More you like just kind of chill.
Yeah. I know we had them for sure at York University. There's most of our buses, I think almost all of them except for like a couple, didn't have seat belts.
Now, are you still sh no, you grad did you graduate from York?
Yeah, I did. I graduated with a commerce degree this past spring in 2021 here.
So did
He's
you
sophisticated. He's
did
smart,
you
ladies and gentlemen.
he's got yeah he's smarter than us, that's for sure.
Mean, we're pod I can't even read.
Business
Pat and
major.
I were talking about your book before we came on, and I was like, oh, dude, I can't even read. Like, I can't even read his book as if he gave me a copy, you know? Like Pascal, my goalie
You have to get
coach
the
in
audio
Vancouver,
version.
he Yeah, the audiobook, you could read it to me. That'd be great. Like Pascal, my goalie coach in Vancouver, he wrote a book, and I look at the pictures because I can't read. Like it's a tough man. It's a grind. It's uphill both ways.
No, pictures are huge though. I was like looking at the pictures first, and not gonna lie, I wasn't a big reader. I'm still not really that big of a reader either. So I understand where you're coming from, and then due to my brain injury, I also have slowed ability of reading too. So like audiobooks are the way to go for me, and I wanted to make sure this book was an audiobook, so it is in the format. Actually, like, I do try to hook you up with that if you like. Maybe listen to it on your way to school.
Okay. Dude, honestly, I got 10 hours to Amsterdam on Tuesday, and then also like taking the bus and the train, like I can chip away real fast. How long is the audiobook or the podcast? Or audiobook, sorry.
It's 8 hours, I think.
Okay.
You
Want to
could
charge
put a
my
good
phone when we
dent
get her
into
done?
that. No.
Oh, we can chip pucks in deep and we can hem them in. We can get a good chunk of that podcast done, man. I'm telling you. On the bus and the trains, buzzing, whizzing.
Hell yeah.
I don't know where I was going with that.
Who knows?
I never do.
I was curious at York, did you play hockey there?
I did play hockey. I was on the men's hockey team. I actually didn't ever play a game though. I was never cleared for contact. So like with the doctors, due to my prognosis, it's supposed to be in a vegetative state. They're like, this is, they classified me as a miracle. And
Wow.
I did all these tests and did the impact test. Not sure you guys are familiar with that, but it's concussion baseline testing. And I did it in Humboldt in 2017, then redid it in 2018 at York. And it was about a year later, and I ended up scoring higher at York than I did in Humboldt. And so like they're even more weird. I had no symptoms when I was skating, I had no symptoms when I was practicing. I was keeping up with the guys too, which was even a little more weird. And then on top of that, I like felt great. So ended up going to see Dr. Charles Tatter. He's like the man of brain injuries. Like he's a man. If you go to see him, he's a neurologist, he's like world renowned. He's the one that did CTE studies, he's the one that brought in helmets to the NHL. He's a god of the neurology world. And so I went and saw him, and he couldn't believe it either. He was like, if I look at you, you should be a sports student athlete. Look at your image, you shouldn't be able to walk or talk. And so I thought the image was actually false. I was like, this is the wrong image. Like, yeah, it's an MRI of my brain. Yes, I had a brain injury because I acted differently in the hospital, but like, this isn't the right image. And so I ended up getting another image right after that appointment, and it came back the exact same as April 9th, 2018. And so like, I was actually very, very lucky and a miracle. And I don't like call myself a miracle, but that's like the way they
Yeah,
described it.
that's yeah.
And so I called her quits trying to play hockey after that, found on different roles within the York Lions men's hockey team, and never was able to play a game. They were going to dress me for a senior night and just have me sit on the bench, but we never were able to have senior night because of COVID.
Damn it. Yeah, COVID's a pain in the ass, but
Way she goes. Like, not even that. But
no, I hear you. Damn, that's crazy though to think. Like he seeing the picture and then just mean, the fact, I mean, I guess, yeah, you, a miracle would be the way to put it. I mean, that's pretty wild.
Yeah, it's hard for me to accept in a sense. Like, I don't like being called a miracle. I don't like being called anything like that. But there are really no other words, like either luck or miracle. Those like two kind of interchangeable ones for that.
I mean, I think the way that you've acted in, you know, that you've the impact you've made with, you know, your opportunity here and with your platform is pretty cool, you know. So, you know, being a miracle, and you know you're funny calling it that, but I think you're doing a great thing. So, I mean, complete props to you. That's really great. So
thank you, appreciate that. Did you enjoy your time at Maine with Dawsey?
Yeah, you know Dawsey.
Yeah, Dawsey and I played together in Notre Dame. Fun fact.
Okay. Yeah. We were, my senior year, we were road roomies, me and Dawsey. So I want to say he was a sophomore. We did 2 years together. He's a great guy.
Unreal dude. Yeah, he's a really good guy. But that's hilarious. I just saw the connection. I was like, okay.
Yeah. He's the man.
Hey, you know who I saw on the street? I don't know if I texted you about this or not, Pat. But you know who I saw? I saw Brady Keeper on the street in Winnipeg about 3 weeks ago.
Did you?
Dude, I'm not kidding you. So my woman and I, we were grocery shopping or whatever, picking up a couple of veggies or whatever, some lettuce and tomatoes and some potatoes for dinner or whatever. And we're driving, we're coming into my park gate, my parking lot, my apartment complex, and I see this guy walking with a COVID mask and a Florida Panthers bag. I'm like, no fucking way. And then I unroll the window and I'm like, hey, just to like kind of get his face like to turn towards me. I'm like, no, that's Brady Keeper. I'm like, Keeps. How you doing, man? And so he comes over, and he's still got his COVID mask on, he's got the Panthers bags, like 13 sticks. I'm like, how you doing, buddy? Because like he played with you, obviously.
Yeah.
And then he was buddies with one of my best friends from VIU when I was there.
Yes.
And I tried, you know, you should come to the podcast sometime. Sonk me. No reply.
What did he say?
He's like, yeah, man, just send me a message or whatever. We'll chat sometime. Or, he was with his lady, right?
Does he, right? Yeah, yes, they did get married, actually. He's got a couple kids. But,
He's got a few.
Did you say that you do it with me? Did he know who you were?
No, I didn't want to name drop. I've got a podcast, Boys with Shay, Yari at VIU. Yeah, we know each other, man.
He's a podcast sometimes. He's an interesting guy, Keeper.
Yeah.
He's very, like, to himself, kind of, like, quiet, but, like, pretty funny. So it's like, if he liked you, he liked you. If he didn't, he just kind of never spoke to you, kind of. He did like me a bit. Like, he would talk to me, and we would kind of laugh together. And I think coming from Keeper, who, like, didn't talk to him, was a lot. So maybe we could get him on. Maybe. We'll see.
Well, we're trying to get the on-the-bench boys, Keeps. Who else is on the list you guys are trying to get?
Who else are we? I don't know, man. We cause a lot of enemies.
Some of which we got on the podcast before. Yeah.
Well, the on the bench, I only reposted my fictional knee to your face, so I don't know if Oli Postinen's coming on or not. We'll see.
Oh. Yeah, I don't get it, man. He's nice to me in person every time. Him, Steve, and Ryan, they're great guys. Yeah. Even I personally don't smoke, but smoking a dart with Ryan outside the XL Energy Center, good guys. Hack darts like chimneys. But back, and but he will repost the reel of you kneeing me in the face with Masvidal and Askren.
Yeah, would it be?
Anyway, speaking of miracles, thank you to our guests for coming on. That was a miracle. I shot my shot. Hey, Dahlgren, Weiss, and is there somebody else we invited? Oh, Downey. Yes. Sensei Downey.
Yes.
Sensei. So we're 3 for 264. I threw another burner at Ryan Miller today, too, now that I'm verified.
Might as well.
Back. And Jimmy Howard. Anyway, Sling the Biscuit, episode 22. I'd like to thank you for listening as always. We drop a new episode every Thursday, 8 a.m. Eastern, as always, on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, the video version. You want to see Pat's reactions? You want to see my face? You want to see the podcast without me for the first minute? YouTube's the way to go. If you're on the go, if you're Pete the Uber delivery DoorDash guy, you got to listen on the go. We're all over the mobile platforms, including Google Podcasts, to our two listeners. Google. God bless you guys. We thank you as always. Enjoy this outro song, Royal Blood. Thanks for listening.
Nothing here to see, just to kill out me. Trying to cut some tea, trying to figure it out. Nothing better to do when I'm stuck on you. I'm still, I'm here trying to figure it out. Getting hard to sleep, blood is in my dreams. Love is killing me, trying to figure it out.